Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. It's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. ECZ urges presidential candidates to observe electoral rules ahead of polls. CSOs warns against rushed electoral process amendment bill. And finance ministers and top bankers raise serious concerns about Mythos AI model.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has urged all aspiring presidential candidates to strictly adhere to legal and procedural requirements, engage constructively with the commission, and promote peaceful issue-based political competition ahead of the August general election. Speaking during a consultative meeting with political parties, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalomis said while the commission is mandated to manage and conduct elections, the success of the electoral process depends on the conduct and cooperation of all stakeholders, particularly political parties and their candidates. Ms. Zalomis said elections are not merely contests for power, but processes through which the will of the people is expressed. She has reaffirmed the commission's commitment to delivering free, fair, transparent and credible elections in the August polls, adding that this year's general election is unique as it follows a constitutional amendment that increased the number of constituencies from 156 to 226.
Elections are a shared responsibility. While the commission is mandated to manage and conduct elections, the success of the electoral process depends on the conduct and cooperation of all stakeholders, particularly political parties and their candidates. I therefore urge all presidential aspiring candidates gathered here to, one, adhere strictly to the legal and procedural requirements, two, engage constructively with the commission and promote peaceful and issue-based political competition.
A consortium of civil society organizations has urged Parliament to allow adequate time for stakeholder consultation on the Electoral Process Amendment Bill 2026, warning against a rushed process. This follows Cabinet's approval of the bill, which is expected to be presented in Parliament soon. Speaking on behalf of the CSOs, Operation Young Vote Executive Director Guest Nyirenda say the constitutional processes that are perceived to be rushed and insufficiently consulted often lead to contestation of the legislation. Mr. Nyirenda has stressed the importance of safeguarding electoral integrity ahead of the August elections, ensuring free and fair polls. The CSOs include Operation Young Vote, the Media Initiative for Women in Zambia, and the Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation.
We further wish to urge and appeal to Parliament to accord all stakeholders the adequate time to engage on this bill rather than rush it or have a rushed process. Number three, lessons from Zambia's reform trajectory. Zambia's constitutional reform history has repeatedly demonstrated that processes perceived to be rushed or insufficiently consultative often face contestation and legitimacy challenges.
Now, Vice President Mutalena Lumango has told Parliament that the country has maintained a 1.1 million metric tons of maize in strategic reserve. Responding to Kwacha Member of Parliament Charles Mulenga, who wanted to find out from the Vice President if she had a message to the people that might sell all their maize, Mrs. Nalumango has assured the nation that there is no need to worry. Speaking during the Vice President's question time, Mrs. Nalumango says it is important that excess maize is exported but ensure that the country is food secure.
Right now, we still have 1.1 million metric tons of maize. For us to say, no, let us not sell, what is the implication? We look at the food security, the strategic food reserve must always be maintained, and the government is aware of that. We are maintaining the strategic food reserve. We have to look at the storage, which we are working on. The food is still, the maize is still plenty. And we are almost going into harvest period. There is already projection of what, how much maize we are going to harvest. And therefore, export is very important.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Nalumango says citizens are free to join the ruling UPND, stating that the government has better policies compared to previous administrations. She was responding to a question from Lundazi Member of Parliament Brenda Nyirenda, who wanted to know why the UPND continues to receive Patriotic Front Members of Parliament despite previously labelling them as corrupt.
Our concern is that why are we receiving people from TS? Did we claim UIT? We didn't claim UIT. When you come, we will welcome you. She's already claiming she's an angel. She has never done anything. So if she comes here, should we say no? And remember, you operate, whether wickedly or rightly or criminally, in an environment and with the kind of friends you have. Salt is salt, sugar is sugar. But when you add it to flour, the properties change. Then you immediately become clean.
In more news this afternoon, Zesco Limited has welcomed the enactment of the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026, describing it as a significant legal milestone in the fight against vandalism and theft of critical infrastructure. The amendment introduces stringent measures including the classification of offences related to the theft, destruction or damage of key infrastructure such as electricity distribution and transmission systems as non-bailable. According to the Corporate Affairs Department, the amendment represents a critical step towards deterring criminal activities that have long undermined the stability of electricity supply. The utility has noted that vandalism and theft of electricity infrastructure have, for years, posed a serious threat to service delivery, public safety and economic activity. It has further noted that over the years it has recorded substantial losses due to vandalism with far-reaching consequences including prolonged power outages, damage to essential services such as water supply systems and increased operational costs.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government says it has implemented a multi-sectoral policy framework aimed at enhancing community beneficiation in the tourism sector. Speaking during the African Parks Day stakeholder meeting on conservation, Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba said the new approach shifts from corporate social responsibility to direct equity-based participation. Mr. Sikumba has explained that the framework focuses on promoting local content and revenue sharing to ensure communities benefit directly from natural resources through employment, business opportunities and sustainable development initiatives.
So our communities must not only protect wildlife, they must also benefit from them. The buzzword we always hear is community beneficiation. We therefore commend African Parks for continued community engagement through education initiatives, entrepreneurship support, sustainable livelihood programs, food security initiatives, which we have actually seen, especially the honey production. And I just want to push African Parks that we need to see how best we could increase scale on the honey production so that we're able to see it in our change.
Meanwhile, African Parks Country Director James Milanzi has called for increased involvement of local communities in conservation efforts. And African Parks Chief Operating Officer Charles Wells said the organization is investing approximately 17 million